Devi
and Alex
before bed.
Okay.
Alright, Devi. What is your topic for me today?
My topic for you is who paid for dinner on the first date?
Who paid for dinner on our first date?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Like in the real situation?
Yeah.
You.
Nice.
But you paid with a condition.
What's the condition?
I need to meet you again.
Nice. Smooth.
And you say that into my face. In my face.
Into your face. Like in at my your face. Really close. I got really close in your face.
In my face.
Put my nose against your nose. And said, next time you pay. And for some reason you weren't creeped out by it.
Yeah.
That's not true. I probably was
but you socially just said, distant. You said that, don't worry, it's just a dating tactic so that you must pay for the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that, so it's cute.
Yeah. Okay, so what does the article say about paying, who should pay for the date? Man, woman, other, whatever, nobody?
No. Nobody what?
Nobody should pay, we should both run away.
No. Let's get some of the outcomes of the article. So I will describe an article a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This article has exactly the name that we looking for. Who pays for dates? Following versus challenging gender norms. So their ultimate goal is they're looking for if the gender norms change compared to past.
Oh, I know the answer. They change.
Yes, so they can answer that it's changed, yeah. But there's a lot of information interesting in here, and
okay.
The very first question they made is who should pay, men, women, or both?
Okay.
So what do you think the outcomes will come? So they do the survey.
Okay, it's a survey.
Yeah, it's a survey. So it's
60% say that men should pay, and 30% say both, and 10% say women. Or maybe smaller for that one.
Okay.
That's my guess. Is that what you're saying? Or do they not give you a percentage?
Yeah. That's right. Let me go there.
Okay,
they have more detail about the participants, but we can skip that part because they also distinguish the participant into ages, into different incomes. So let's go to the outcomes of that. Okay.
And we're back.
And
3, 2, 1, and we're live. And coming at you from South Beach, Florida, this is V and Alex in the morning. And I don't know about you, V, but man, it's a great day out here in the sunshine.
Okay. 64% of men say that they expect some of the degree of financial contribution from women.
I didn't know it's broken down by male and female. Okay. Yeah.
But many of them believe that they should pay. They want to show their chivalry.
These guys.
Idea.
I don't like
and
them.
The older they are,
the more.
The richer they are, the more they think it should be.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah. Majority of women, 56%. They're not bothered by men's expectation to share expenses.
Okay, but I want to raise a concern right now.
Okay.
I don't think people are going to tell the truth on the survey.
Of course, that is one of the limitations.
Yeah.
So, it's always there. This is self-report.
Yeah.
But they also have the narrative part, like you can answer the question, so they can have the deeper view how people think of that. 44% of the women admitted that they are bored when men expect them to pay.
Pay half or pay everything?
Any pay.
Okay.
Even women who are willing to contribute, the substantial proportion of women indicated that they prefer to choose whether or not to help pay. So they don't want to be asked.
Okay. Well, it's making me a little bit mad.
Okay. And the narrative suggests that some women are looking for cues of men's interest in the relationship, while others are testing the man's power as the future providers or protectors or not. Some women declare that they enjoy the spoils of chivalry. Like, they know that they can pay, but why not let them take care of it?
Yeah, sometimes when I was younger and I used to feel bad about, like, oh, I have to make all these decisions and I have to pay. I thought about it and I was like, well, if I was a girl, I would probably take advantage of that too.
Okay, on the men's side, seem like they enjoy their part as chivalrous too.
Yeah.
But they also don't want to feel like
they have to, and
they are used by the woman.
That's right. That's exactly it.
But they reported that if they doesn't know that woman well, they better go with tradition. Yeah. They don't want to risk the situation.
Yeah, that's kind of lame, but
So seem like they don't try to have a communication, in my opinion, and which is really
bad.
Bad.
We always advocate.
We always have communication. Yes, exactly. I like the situation you told me that at least we have that kind of conversation. Who pay for the first date before we met?
Did we?
No, you told me.
Oh yeah.
Maybe imagine the situation. If we need to go to some fancy restaurant, we can talk about that first. Like, okay, that's nice. What do you think about the payment? Like, we share or how? Or explore something. Like, we can talk about that before we met. So that is a kind of good communication. We cannot have that kind of communication after the meals.
I think that's so right what they found about guys. Like, for me, first of all, it definitely depends on if you have money. If you're rich, and you're a guy, you want to go on a date, I don't want to argue. I don't want to feel bad. I'll just pay. It's fine. It's easy if you're rich. If you're not rich, you don't feel like that. Maybe you feel like you meet someone special. You want to do something nice. You want to pay. And that's fine. But like the article says, I know I don't want to feel like I'm forced to pay. That's when you start to feel like you're getting taken advantage of. I don't have to pay. I'm doing something kind. Doing something chivalrous. Or just doing something because. That's the good situation. But this, the expectation, that's when I think it makes a guy feel not good. Because then you're not even doing it because you like them. You're just doing what you have to.
Yeah.
It's not even a gift or a kindness or romantic or anything. It's just because, of course, you got to pay. It doesn't matter if I'm not a good match for you. You still gotta pay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. And also in the situation that we use online dating, we need to be matched with different person.
Yeah.
And then we need to see them, right?
Yep.
And we know for sure that okay, after this will be another one and then another one. If the male participant need to pay all the dating, that would be crazy.
Yeah. And my joke to you was also true. It's like, yeah, I'll pay this one. No pressure, but you pay the next one. That's even.
But what if you don't want to see again?
I wouldn't have paid if I didn't want to see you again.
So that's a sign.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to share, they don't want to see you again.
Not necessarily, but I think the other way is true. If I pay, for me, if I pay, it means I probably want to see you again.
Like clearly, or you always offer to share?
Before 90% of the time, sure.
And any of them send you message that they're not happy?
No.
Okay.
What else does the article say?
We save the best for last. So let's talk more about the paying thing. I think in some situation, it's really hard for a male try to read what women think. You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes the female one also feel defended if they cannot share, they cannot pay for the meals.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
That
I had someone offended that I paid. Because, you know, in Korea, I learned a trick.
What is that?
My older Korean friends don't let me pay for anything, right? So I try to pay. They always pay before I even know the bill is coming. They go to the bathroom, and they pay. So when I came back to Canada, I used this trick on my friends and family. and I use it in a date to pay ahead of time.
So you pay ahead of time?
Yeah, because then you sit down and like, okay, well, you want to split them? I already took care of it, you know? Okay.
And they got angry.
Angry.
See? It's so hard.
Yeah. So then I never did that again. On a date.
No. Okay.
I was really surprised. But they were like, no, don't. You know, because I think the feeling there is you are putting me in a situation where I feel like I owe you something. And I don't want to feel like I owe you anything.
You want to know my trick?
What's your trick?
Okay, so...
You forgot. Oh, I forgot my...
No, I'm not that bad. I have a value for myself, too. I never go to the place... $600,000. I never agree to go for a date if I don't... If I cannot take care of myself.
Yeah.
I need to have enough money to pay for the meals.
Yeah.
I need to have the ability to pay for my taxi if needed.
Yeah.
Because that's I don't smart. Want just to get into any car, right? Yeah. And I need to know where it is and I need to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
So in case that I knew that the destination would be a medium restaurant.
Yeah.
I usually test them in by the way that I always bring with me some gift.
What?
Yeah.
I never got a gift. If my restaurant wasn't high enough.
Well, let's talk about your situation. Offline. Okay, so continue with my trick.
So bad.
Before, like, I had a lot of research about the person that I will go to meet.
Yeah.
There's one case that there's a guy, he just moved out, and he has a new place, so I brought a blend for him, and of course he offered to pay. The second time, I make some.
If the plant is cheap,
come on, you know the price of the blend in Canada. If it's go together in the habun, the pot, it would never cheap.
I think if I did that, I would still have to pay.
Huh?
I think if a guy brings a gift, he's still gonna have to pay.
Why not? And then the other time, I prepared some sweet, some cake.
Yeah.
Pastry. Like, I prepared a dessert, you know? And most of the time, they happy. Because I know that it's also bad for the male to pay all the time, right? And it's also hard for me to ask to share.
Yeah.
Because, like the article said, in some situation, they expected the woman to share with them, but they're happy to take initiate.
Yeah.
That is a very good trick of mine. Like, I put people in the situation that we don't own each other anything.
Right.
Because she brought me a gift, so I'm happy to pay for this dinner.
How many dates we go on, you never gave me a gift?
You bring it up. Let's bring it offline.
I'm just imagining these pastries. I've never had a pastry. You can make pastries?
No, I bought it. I didn't.
That's not so
good. Okay, let's go to the final.
I was imagining these like French pastry, like croissant with the cream inside and the chocolate on top.
No, it's more like the Chinese version of it. Like, the pastry need to be my favorite.
I'm so hungry.
You're always hungry and eat. Okay.
Yeah.
The very final interesting from the research article. Will the pay and things related to...
Sex.
Cut. wait a minute.
Ladies, listen up. Are you having trouble because men are taking you on dates that are too expensive? Not to worry. V has a solution for you. Buy a small gift. Can be anything. Can be an air freshener for the car. Can be some breath mints. Could be a magazine. Just go to your local gas station on the way to the date. Pick up a gift. Give him the gift. He will feel so guilty that he didn't bring you a gift that he will pay for the meal. Could be a $100 meal. $200 meal. No problem. No. If we go past $200, you might need to go above the air freshener and get some pastries.
Sounds so bad about me.
No, it's good advice. All tricks start with kindness.
Yeah.
But end in deception.
In case that you don't bring any gift to the date, you can offer to buy a drink later.
Right, but don't buy the drink. You don't need to buy the drink.
Okay, we go to the very final point of the article. Do people feel that paying for dates and sexual activities are connected? Can you guess? Men and women. Men, yes or no?
I'm trying to think about what other people think, because obviously I have opinions on this.
You can
say yeah, they both think yes. They both think yes.
Okay. Outcomes? Men? No. I never expect anything in return like that.
Oh, that was my instinct, actually. And women say yes, right?
Women say yes.
Yeah, because men... Let me guess. Because, okay. Because men actually just do that because it's expected of them, they think, to pay for things. They're not expecting anything in return. But women are worried that if they let men pay for the date, then the man is going to expect something.
Yes. So they better offer to share, or they better offer to pay to feel like they don't have any pressure to go for any further.
And I've actually heard friends of mine say that before.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard people say that. They don't want men to pay because they're worried about pressure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think women so complex. They don't want to pay, but they're afraid that they get pressure. What do they want?
Well, that's a tough situation to be in. I don't know. I guess that's why I think the trend is among young people for always sharing the bill. So there's no pressure. There's no confusion. There's no bad feelings. That's why I think that should be the default always. Always split it as a default.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you one of you feels like you want to pay, then go pay as long as both people are comfortable with it.
Exactly. You know what? Because I did do a lot of preparation for any dates. So pay or not pay is not a problem to me.
Yeah.
Even I share or even I didn't share, it's not going to decide I want to see that person again or not.
Yeah, but we're both pretty rational, modern, liberal people. There are some conservative, old-fashioned ladies that must exist in the world that just want a man to pay.
Then just swallow that and be happy.
Or they just have to find a guy that wants to pay for them.
Yeah.
There's that guy exists too, so.
Yeah, you cannot go to the date and then feel disappointed that somebody didn't pay
for it. No, you can't expect that.
Yeah, that's you cannot crazy. Expect that. Yeah, that's really unacceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Too bad we can't get sponsored by a dating app, though.
We should send an email to Hinge saying that because of you, we now couple.
Yeah.
We have the couple podcast. Do you want us to talk about you?
You might actually get a response.
Okay. Oh, do I need to do some Vietnamese? It's really interesting and easy to tell in Vietnamese, huh?
Yeah, go for it. I'm going to just sit here and think about ice cream.
Hôm nay thì tụi mình nói về một cái chủ đề rất là thú vị, đó là ai sẽ là người trả tiền trong cuộc hẹn đầu tiên. Thì có rất là nhiều cái chi tiết mà tụi mình nói và thực sự là Vi cũng quên gần hết rồi. Thì Vi sẽ nói sơ sơ những cái nó đưa ra trong cái bài nghiên cứu mà hôm nay tụi mình chọn để đọc. Thì sẽ có những cái điểm thú vị sau đây là thứ nhất á, là thường á, người nam họ sẽ thể hiện thái độ là họ muốn trả cho cái buổi hẹn hò, nhưng mà họ vẫn mong đợi là người phụ nữ có thể là offer để share với họ. Nam giới mà càng trẻ thì sẽ càng muốn share nhiều hơn. Nếu như mà nam giới mà lớn tuổi và thu nhập ổn định thì họ cũng không có hề nào về cái chuyện là họ phải trả. Đối với phái nữ á, thì càng trẻ thì càng muốn share nhiều hơn. Nhưng mà phần lớn vẫn đưa ra cái ý kiến là họ rất là muốn test thử coi cái người này có phải là gentleman hay không, và họ có cái khả năng để bảo vệ và chăm sóc cho cái mối quan hệ này trong tương lai hay không. Và một cái điểm rất là thú vị là trong cái bài này nó có đặt ra cái giả thuyết là không biết là cái chuyện trả tiền này có liên quan tới những cái hoạt động về sex trong cái buổi hẹn hay không. Thì nam giới họ chia sẻ là họ thấy không có liên quan, họ không có trả tiền để mà có những cái khác sau đó. Nhưng mà đối với nữ giới á, thì họ thấy là nếu mà họ có cơ hội trả tiền thì họ sẽ bớt cái áp lực là phải có hoạt động sex sau cái buổi hẹn. Đó, thì đó là một số điểm rất là thú vị. Thì Vi và Alex thì có nó qua nó lại thêm một số cái về những suy nghĩ của hai đứa, về cái cách mà hai đứa đi hẹn hò, cái chuyện trả tiền như thế nào. Đa số thì Alex đều offer share với lại cái người mà Alex hẹn hò. Đối với Vi thì Vi có một cái trick là Vi luôn luôn chuẩn bị cho mình cái tư thế là đủ tiền để trả cho bữa ăn của mình và đủ tiền để đi taxi về nhà. Thì trong cái trường hợp mà Vi thường thì nam giới họ sẽ chủ động là họ trả tiền, cho nên là thường là Vi đi đến cái buổi hẹn với một cái món quà nào đó nho nhỏ để làm cho họ không có cái áp lực là họ bị used hoặc là họ bị mình lợi dụng để có một cái buổi hẹn để mà được ăn miễn phí. Đó thì đó là một cái sự chia sẻ của tụi mình. Ok, done. You can say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Ngủ ngon. Bye bye.
So sex in Vietnamese is just sex, huh?